I'm listening. Tell me your dream.
I had a dream where I was in an old mansion. It was built on a cliff overlooking a bay. I had entered a room filled with books from floor to ceiling. Old books, bound in leather. For some reason, one caught my eye, and when I touched it, a section of the wall opened. I could hear music. The wall was hollow. There was a long, narrow hallway just the width of the wall. At the end, there was a cafe with people sitting at tables. And then someone called out.
Are you the detective?
I looked around, wondering who was speaking to me, but I couldn't see who it was. And then the voice said,
I assume you'd like to see the body.
I followed the voice, but I still couldn't see who it was. We went upstairs. We entered what I think was the master bedroom. There was a body on the floor. I couldn't tell how he had died, but I thought, if I'm the detective, shouldn't I act like I know what I'm doing? I had gloves in my pocket, so I slipped them on and went through the dead man's jacket. I found his wallet. But everything in his wallet looked like it was printed in Arabic. And then the man, the one I couldn't see, asked me,
Is he a terrorist?
And I said, Not anymore.
You do sound like a detective.
Guess I was learning on the job.
Do you know why you couldn't see him?
No, I had just accepted that's the way things are in that old mansion. But then I noticed the dead man had something in his hand. I pried open his fingers. He was holding a folded piece of paper.
Was it a clue?
Yeah, except I couldn't read it. It was in Arabic, too. Then I was in the cafe again. There was a man sitting there asleep, but he had a laptop. I opened it and scanned the note.
Were you copying it?
I was translating it. On the screen, the Arabic changed into English. It asked, Is this season one?
Is that what the note said?
Apparently that was the translation.
Season one. Had you stepped into a series?
That's exactly what I thought. If this is the first episode of season one, then how many more will there be?
But you weren't the main character.
I don't want to be a detective. Not a homicide one. I didn't want to poke at dead bodies. I thought, if I don't solve this case, there's going to be a season two. I could be trapped in here for years.
Well, did you solve it?
Not in that dream, but in the next, I came close.
So there was a season two?
Maybe. The second dream was 2 weeks later. I was back in the cafe, but now it looked like your cafe.
Really?
Yeah. Except I didn't see a sign that said Mojo's Cafe for Lost Dreamers, but it looked a lot like it. I was back in the old mansion. I had to go through the walls to get to the cafe. When I stepped in, I heard that voice again.
Did you find who done it?
But I said, Where's the body? And he said,
It's been taken away.
And that's when I asked, Where is your body? And he was silent. But then he said, and he sounded really sad,
It's been taken away.
Do you think that body was his?
Well, I still had the note. But when I looked at it again, it wasn't in Arabic. Now it said, Not always so.
Not always so.
Yeah.
Not always so. That's good to remember when you're sure of something. It gives you a chance to look again more carefully and see what other possibilities there might be.
I think they call it the Zen of not knowing.
That's right.
Yeah, but isn't that...
Not always so.